They say that objects contain memory. If that is true, the USS Iowa is a living history. Just ask John Wolfenberger.
My rank?
Yes.
I was fireman first class. In World War II, I don't think they had a gun or a bomb or anything that could sink the ship.
Wolfenberger is from Colorado and California, and he served on the USS Iowa during some of the most intense fighting of the Second World War. Even though this ship was at war, he says it was a home in the world.
We were like a family. I mean, we got along, we pulled jokes on one another, and I can tell you some of them.
I would love to hear a prank you pulled.
Well, some of them I don't think I better tell you.
Wolfenberger has a mischievous grin. His face is wrinkled, but his body is strong. He keeps darting from spot to tell me stories. He says being on the USS Iowa was a pleasure, even when the world was at war.
I mean, you didn't dwell on maybe you wasn't going to make it home or anything like that. This ship, of course, we felt pretty safe on it. We felt real safe. But whenever you was in battle, you had enough to do that you had to do because everybody depended on you.
It's finally getting turned into a museum.
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful because, you know, all those years, every time I seen the word Iowa, I thought of my ship.
For some, the word Iowa was more than a ship.
I was an MM3 machinist mate, third class.
George Cavanaugh lives in Cedar Rapids. He grew up in Ottumwa. He served on the USS Iowa during the Korean War. He has a more practical take on missing home.
But it's just you get used to whatever your surroundings are. And it was a great experience. I'll never forget. I tried to pass it on to all my kids and grandkids. And
did you get to bring them here today?
Well, my son's with me. He brought me out here, Chuck.
I've always been a big admirer, and you know, just anybody that's ever served the country. And obviously, my dad is one of those people, and so I've obviously had great admiration for him. So, being in a place where he hasn't set foot on in 58 years is a pretty moving experience, especially you know, on the ship that his namesake is our home state.
Right as George Cavanaugh and his son Chuck turn to leave the ship, they meet someone with similar memories.
Late 51 to 54.
Yeah, I was on 55 and 56.
Okay.
I was a quartermaster, third class petty officer. My name is Fred Hodder.
After the Korean War, even in peacetime, the ship didn't go idle.
I used to say that it was like living on the island Iowa because you'd look out the front of this island and there came different ports and different countries, lickety-split. It's very nostalgic to us who served on it.
And Hodder knows about nostalgia. He's even stolen some in his time.
The very morning I got discharged and said, where's the pilot? And somebody said, he's on his tugboat a couple hundred yards away. And he said, he got the captain's ashtray. After 56 years of that ashtray being on my desk, I've just returned it where it deserves to be, because it was in my belt.
Hodder says the strange thing is that everything returns. All the memories, all the stolen goods, all the lost ashtrays. Because when your old ship becomes a museum, the private memorabilia become public pieces that return the past to life. On the USS Iowa in San Pedro, California, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.